מתחילים טוב בעזרכם. עכשיו את הלכה של עצם. Esrog HaYovish is possible. So, Moshe was exactly how he was supposed to check to see whether or not it's Esrog HaYovish. The Makor for the Din is derived, the Rebbe says the way to check is with a Macha. Stick a Macha right through. I didn't try. That's all fine and dandy with the Rebbe that holds that a Nekam of Foolish doesn't possible if there's a Tzarn. So maybe there's no problem sticking Macha through. However, that friend of Abba, to see us that paskin that a nekev mafulish paskles even b'lei chatarn, how could you check? The Magen Avraham says, depending on how you understand, that like the machzor b'shechem, depending on other, either you stick the chor, the eye of the needle in with the chutz, stick it in backwards, and you'll see leiches on the chutz, or you stick in the machat pretty hard. Oh, not in the way that it'll be foolish, and pull it out backwards instead of pulling it out through the other side, pull it out backwards. Taz, on the other hand, has two other aces. Either the way the Prima Gazma understands is you make a hole through the top, just the Macham on the scapter, where there's no, not the Chajay Zaran, that's not considered a neck of the foolish. Or the way that the Bikur Yaakov understands is Mefulish means is the only time something's not sure mefulish is meiver barofka. Kind of this way. Goes through this way. Either through the Hajazara or on the side. Mashenkin if it goes the arkoi this way, as long as it doesn't go through the garini, it doesn't go through the Hajazara, it's not considered a neck of mefulish. I didn't understand what the chalik is. Why when he says the arkoi, if it goes to the Hajazara, then it is a problem. So you see that there is a din mefulish. When you get to Ad Chajar Zerah, there's no difference between the Rachboi or the Arkai. Both of them are considered mefulish. So how come the Evel Ever, Shloikin Egen Chajar Zerah, why is there a difference between the Rachboi and the Arkai? That I didn't understand. The Maimon Mordechai has an Eitzel. It's really, I think the Eitzel is really the Prima Gadol. The Prima Gadol says that when you have an Esrog, which is Asi Dapi Dapa, it's like little bleeds sticking out. So it says if you just a menachem one bleed, that's not considered neck of Mevel Ever, which the Paitzen takes to me. And on a regular Esrog also, even if it's not Asi Dapi Dapi, if you just went through one blita which is sticking out, that's not considered Mevel Ever. Even go Mevel Ever of the Esrog. You went Mevel Ever of one blita, that's not a problem. The Maimon Mordechai says, the bottom of an Esrog, the Uketz goes in. All around it, it sticks up. You can stick in the needle at the bottom till the Uketz. You're not going Mevel Ever in any which way. You're only going through halfway. Since the Uketz is indented, therefore you can stick it on the part which protrudes, and that's not considered Mevel Ever. That's like one bleed of the Prima Gadol Machar. That's a good shayla. That's really, I guess the next up, the Machlik Bracha, the Maruxia, of Yaakov Inzin, they both say a very simple answer. They say take a needle and poke a little hole, not in any way that should be chaser, a tiny little hole, and see if the hole fills up with leichel. If the hole fills up with leichel, then you know that it's not yomish. So the Beis HaShevet says, that's very, very nice, but just because in this exact spot where you stuck in the needle, there's no leichel, doesn't mean that the rest of the Esrog is not considered lost. What? So that was the exact question I understand. That's the way it is with everyone. Maybe he was just you go all the way through the top. Where is the top? The side. This is how it was in the sun, so this side got Netiyabish. So I went through the other side. I went through that side. The shell? So the Magen Avraham, you have the same shell. It means you stick in the core of you stick in the eye of the needle. If it means one blito, the way that the Prima Gadol is saying. All these investments are the same shayla. So really get them to sit, we'll see later on. Then you get the Yavish by Chazal, exactly where Yavish passes, how much of it has to be Yavish with the passes. But in the Chanami, the Fida Masjid Brahma works, if you stick in a little bit of a needle and it fills up with Leicha, you know for sure that you're good. It's not a problem of Esrog HaYavish. That's the first Nekuda in Sefal. Second Nekuda is what the Mishnah Berurah brings down the Shara Kniyah. It's really Bikur Yaakov. brings down, alright, what's the halacha if you were meshamer your esrog in a way that after a year it still has leitzim? Doesn't work or not? The Bach says, and the Gaon says the same thing, and the Talmud seems to be medayik that way from the Ramah, is that an esrog from last year is zichur yavish, but doesn't have leitzim. The Shad says, let's say you did something to prevent it from getting yavish. Will a bedikah help? So the Sharatim brings down in the Bikur Yaakov, who quotes the Rabbi, that says that the only time that we say Yud Beis Chodesh is the problem of Yavish, that's Dafka when you didn't do anything to protect it. If you did something to protect it, then Ein Hachlam is not a problem. The Bikur Yaakov says, I've done experiments, I've seen that they protected it from air, and it was fine after 12 months. Check it out. So the Sharatim writes this, a Raya Brewer, not like the Goyim, that says that it doesn't work. The Afshar Dagama Goyim Mask Moidalism. Maybe the Goyim would also mask my Gam, and he says, Russian of the Goyim is, if it's from last year, maybe if you did something to protect it, then it would still have leichah and it still be kosher. I'm not sure what his topic is before. The Bach was one of the people that he quotes at the beginning when he's quoting the Goyim. He says that the Bach, Agama the Bach says that Bedika doesn't work from a year beforehand, but the Bach says Mefurish that if you did something to protect it, you come to the Dvash, and then Echrami, it's kosher. He's mistopic, even maybe the Goyim will be masking. The Bach is one of the same sheet of the day. And he says Mefurish that it worked. So I'm not sure where the Shara thing is coming from. What is Raya? He wanted to bring a Raya, not like the Shita. He himself is mistopic, but Lachar is Mefurish that there's no Raya, not like him. The Shara is what could be done to protect it? So the Bach itself, sticking in the Vash, the Talmud says, see what I write later on. He said it's a problem of Kovish. When you put it in Dvash, the problem is Kovish, it's possible. The Gemara says it's not possible in Dvash, Kovish, possible. The Aruch HaShulchan says, there's a way to do it to stick it in Shaiva, stick it in wax, and that could preserve it. It says, but Eilis Mechazen. It doesn't know, maybe it doesn't work so well, Eilis Mechazen. But for one Shaiva that I did, one Messias that I did see myself, my brother tried it, he put an esrog in a jar after Sukkot, and he put in a candle, closed the jar, the candle burns out all the oxygen, and it comes back in fact. Becomes airtight. There's no air. And that's how it stayed for 6 months. Gorgeous esrog. The same way that it looks on Sukkot. What happened in 6 months? When you opened it, a few days later it went bad. The Shem is, what's the luck over there? Can you use it so it goes bad or not? This exact thing I didn't see, but there is a Shem of Zester and Moshe in Igut Moshe, Chelek Aleph, Aruch Chaim, Kuf Pehe. An esrog that was stuck in the freezer, and you took it out before Sukkot, and the person that's in the shower says that by the end of Sukkot, on the 8th day, it went back and thoroughly spoiled. So is that a problem? Is it maybe a problem of Kovish? Is it a problem that Nitzrach? What's the problem? So Ramesha says over there that it's not a problem of Kovish. The fact that it's Nikrash, the fact that it freezes, that doesn't make something Kovish. It's not Kovish or anything. However, you've decided that there's a different problem. He says that it's Nitzrach. He wants to learn, there's an interesting shot in the Gemara. The Gemara says, I want to say it's telling the Gemara Shaila of Esrog Shin, know the Esrog Shemani Trefa, like Reish Nish Chokhi Kitim. Esrog Shin Neimuch Bebifnim. What's my luck? The Gemara says, are you Madamet Reya and say that it's kosher the same way that Reya is kosher? Do you say that Reya is kosher only because Lo Yishol Ba'avira? Mashin Kemay and Esrog is Shalom Ba'avira. Because it's Lo Yishol Ba'avira. Or do you say, no, Hagamet, Lo Yishol Ba'avira by Esrog? No, Malaysia, no. Doesn't make any sense. So Ramesha says, what does it mean, domolational? Domolational means that it's going to get better even though it's lo yishol ba'avir. Okay, that's not the pashtus. Metzius is a kashal. If you need yishol ba'avir for it to get better, you can't say domolational that it's not yishol ba'avir even though it's going to get better. Elamai means, hagam that it's not going to get better. Still, it's not over till it's over. As long as it's not nisrach and gamsin, you still have to use it. So do you say that you need it to be hadar bari? Or do you say, no, you don't need to tell other bars. As long as it doesn't go totally bad, you can use it until it goes bad. He wants to say, that's the Gemara is Poshit, it's not Poshit the Shadow. La Locha, the Shulchan Aruch brings down the Stam and the Yisra Parshim, the Chasam. The Mishra Brewer brings down the Shulchan Aruch Harav to be Machmer, where it's Esher, the Machmer Shah Esher, to be Machmer, like the second sheet of that Pasuk. Reb Moshe wanted to say that if you look in the Bach says that even the shittas that hold that are mitzadeh that Mishnah Brewer is bringing down that are mitzadeh lahakshir and the rif in the Rambam, where does it come from? Mashah. The Beis Yisra says that the rif in the Rambam don't bring down the Shabbos. The Bach says, on the other hand, fakir. And the fact that the Rambam and the Rishon don't bring it down is because they understood when they wanted to change the Rambam, we would never get to Nisra. And therefore, they're going to happen. So Rav Moshe wants to sign out that there really is no, according to the Bach, there's no Makom Bechlal to be made. He wants to sign that. Hey, Bazen, in the case of Esam Shinimot B'Mifnim, working with this, for sure, the fee, the Mishnah Berurah, only Mishnah Tachak, and you can move on. Then you can be saying, make a bracha. Rav Moshe wants to say, if Mishnah Tachak, you wouldn't be able to make a bracha. This is the same thing over here, in this case. This case is like asking Shani Wolf Mifnim. It's gonna go bad after 8 days. As soon as you take it out of 3 years, it's gonna go bad. Do we say no, it goes bad, it's not bad? Or do we say no, since it's gonna go bad, therefore it's probably gonna happen. So I wasn't sure if that Kenzan, that's only when it gets to something that freezes. Something that freezes, so it changes the makeup inside. Something changes. He says, Rosh Hashanah speaks to that, he says, you put a cucumber in the freezer and then you take it out, it doesn't taste the same way. Something changed. If you put it in a airtight jar, I don't know if anything changed. I don't know why the disease goes bad after a few days. That I can't figure out. But I'm not sure if anything changed inside. You can say that it's Nisra. It started being Nisra, but it's already possible.
Something changed.
So Rashi says like this. Rashi says, he tells the Shoya, he says, really, you can't tell from one answering. So what you do now, a few months before, okay, take a few Esrei, give them 6 minutes, and then take them out in a few months, and see how fast they go back. And according to that, you can see, all the Esrei go back, it's phenomenal. And then you have a problem. The Chari, the same thing over here, you can see that all the Esrei go back. So, in a final, we'll have to be mocking and say, and I got that it didn't go back yet, but since it's going to go back, so then, it's possible even now. And that is this whole Chiddush of Revelation, in learning of the Gemara, that's all not like the Chavizah. Chavizah said, what's the shaila of the Gemara when it's Medamash and Shefa? Do we say that it's Dayum and Shefa? Maybe Shefa is different because it's Shalot Vav here. Or do we say Dayum Leishno? Says the Chavizah, what does that mean, Dayum Leishno? Maybe it's going to be Hadar Bari even without it. We can still call it a free. He understands that the shaila is, can we call it a free now or is it not a free? Do we say, since it's Nimuah, it's not a free? Or do we say, since it's going to be Hadar Bari, so therefore it is considered a free? Seems to be that he understood that the shad of Yidom Leishno wasn't that Yidom Leishno that it's not going to get better. Yidom Leishno means that only by an animal, that's what we need to be Shalom Bafir. By a fruit, we don't need to be Shalom Bafir. No, so it could be that it will be Hadar Bari, even without the Shalom Bafir, it could be considered it will be Hadar Bari. It's still considered a free. Yeah. That is Sif Aleph. Sif Beis. Esrei Shenikim Nekim Mefumish. Tell me whether or not it's Chasr now. That's Kol Shehu Pasul Shenikim Mefumish. Tell me whether or not it is Chasr. Chasr Mashu Pasul. Ken Zayin, from what I've seen, just sitting a few years, the Pasul that Pasul the most, this is the Pasul which is the most Mashu. The Mamash Pasul Nesu. It's Chasr Mashu. Chasr Mashu doesn't mean that some of the Jews came out. That's what Chazanish says. Sometimes when you kvetch your Esrei, you push it, when it gets put down on the table too hard or cold, some of the Jews comes out. That's not considered Chasr. Rai is from the last riff. This says the way to check is to stick a needle in and see if there's any mitzvah on it. Rai says that that's not considered Chasr. What is Chasr? So the Mabit says that psulim that you have to look with exactly, this is brought down later on, the Shari Shiva brings it down, that psulim that you have to look with exactly the unit is not considered a psulim. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger, that's all when it gets to Hadar. Hadar is Kifisha, Kifi Rei Seini Hadar. Says when he comes to Chasr, which is the middle of Kifa Tama, Kifi Mosu Shenim, that's all even with exactly the unit. Even if you have to look hard to see it, but if you can see it at the end of the day, that's going to pass. People were trying to figure out why the Moisim, when they check an asteroid, they look with a magnifying glass. What is a magnifying glass? I mean, it's the hefter with the water in New York, for those that are master, if you can't see it. You don't have to look with a magnifying glass. The push-up shot is, and this is what everybody writes also, is that it's push-up when they have a suffix, whether or not it's cluster, they use the magnifying glass just to move out of the cluster. If they only, when they're looking at something, and they say, oh, look, when he's looking with the magnifying glass, he sees, oh, look, looks like it's cluster. That's not a problem at all. However, if you use the stop of whether or not something is chaser, and he looks with it in bavar with a magnifying glass, in the chanami, he can bavar to see that that stuff. So he was able to see, he was able to notice it with the naked eye, without looking at a magnifying glass. Slash is also. What other stone? Most of the stone absolutely held it, which you don't use a magnifying glass. Sometimes you use a magnifying glass by other, but you're not sure what color it is. That's a big shadow. What if you do that or not? Let's say you can't tell. We'll get up to a mitzvah later. See if it's really by chazazus. By other, you're not sure what color the you look at it. I can't tell if it's brown or black. So can I use the magnifying glass there? What's the shadow? The shadow is once I use the magnifying glass, then that's already not exactly you. I use my glass and I see, oh, stack of black. So the way that I look at it, I can't say that it's for sure black. From 20 centimeters away, 30 centimeters away, the way that I normally look at it, it doesn't look black. So what's going to help me that I can look at it with a magnifying glass? What's that? Look, so I'm not sure now. I'm not sure now. Yeah, so now I see that it really is black, but it's not going to be, that can't be my cream myself. That can't be my cream myself. My suffix is, how does it look to me and when you're looking at it when it's in your hand? So Nechanami, so Ken Zayin, if you see that it's black, and you look with it with the magnifying glass and it's brown, it's still possible. And if you see that it's brown, you look with the magnifying glass and it's black, it's kosher. The way that it's Nikmas could be.
No, that's not, if you're not sure it's black.
Because how's that going to help you? The shell is being Mavarit, Ken Zayin, it doesn't help you, but again, to the way that it looks, hold on. What? And Nechanami, if you remember something, you have to bring it to somebody else to look in a better light, or use a different one, Nechanami. You can't be given what it's negay is when it's a vada. To me it looks brown. Now look at it closer and I see that it's black. What's the halacha over there?
Well, that is, if you look at it,
that can't be given. The same way that if I know that it's brown and I look at magnifying glass and I see it's black, it's not going to pop it, so if I have a suffix, why is it any better? Give it to somebody else, it's a better answer.
But if you know it's
a
better answer, it's closer.
That's a shadow. I'm not just nervous on the time that nowadays there's so much pollution. So that our sight is not as good as it used to be. So maybe you could use a magnifying glass. Magnifying glass is the magnifying glass nowadays is cooler the way that people used to see in those. So it definitely is true that there are, but again, a certain aspects of halacha using magnifying glass. Some people do, some people don't, depending on the say. Yeah. Some people say that their eyes aren't as good, they're for the user. That's just the material. What is considered chaser? The Bureau of Alpha brings down that if it's niklaf, as long as it doesn't get, if it's just the glue and it doesn't get to the white, you still have green underneath it, that's not considered chaser. This is a really big machlokes. The Chazon Ish says, it's really later on by niklaf, the Chazon Ish says that niklaf doesn't passel until it gets down to the white. If you just took off the glue, even if you took off the rest of the, there's a few different layers, we'll get up to it later. The Sharatim brings it down. The Tal already brings down that there's three layers. The Sharatim brings down that there's really four layers. There's the glid at the top, little film that covers the top, which is like less than paper thin. Then there's part of the acid, which is, they say, charif, it's very sharp if you bite it. Maybe 3-4 millimeters thick. And it's like a greenish-whitish. And then there's the white, the bottom of the acid, which is the third. And then there's the chadre there, the fourth. So if you just took off the glid, everybody's maskim, that's niklaf, which would be kosher if it's the right amount, that doesn't pass off. The Chazon Ish says that even if you went down to the white, that also doesn't pass off. If you have a suffix, whether or not it's kosher, so depending on which sheet you hold, so the chayr passes, it's a spek mikum. Suffix whether or not it's kosher, and even if you're going to say it's kosher, if less than it can't be, we don't have the whole, then until an iser, the only time that it only passes a chaser with an iser. So my question is, it's really already brought down. Yeshem and Gamanekim, a foolish being in Chesar and Ma'at Mashu, Vishenim and Foolish from Chesar and Kiyasar. That the Shita of the Raivin, Benu Chanan, or Benu Shayim, is that the only thing you need type of the Raivin. So either Nekim and Foolish with Chesar and Mashu, or iser with Chesar and Kiyasar. But if you have a Chesar of Mashu without a Nekim and Foolish, that doesn't pass. So every suffix was foolish, every suffix chaser, you really have a spectrum. Suffix whether or not it's chaser or not. And even if you want to say that it's chaser, maybe chaser only possible when it's kisser. Maybe only possible when it's a foolish. Meal that was a question. The Chazon Ish, the Tzadik, however, they went on the Chaitim, since there are other sheets that hold that chaser is possible of chaser, and chaser the Chaitim is Mamashu. Therefore, he's Mitzadik of Sex Bekom, but he's not going to be saying on the Sex Bekom, it's going to be possible on the Chaitim. even though it's affecting whether it's a tough one or not. When it's nectar, ayudei, let's say a kreis on the eagle, any, well, it doesn't make a difference how it happened. You could have gone to the asterisk and pulled off the chunk while he's growing on the tree. As long as it grows over, it scabs over, it's kosher. That means, hagam, that you're able to see that there's an indentation. And it goes in. And the kilo looks like something's kosher. That doesn't matter. As long as it scabs over, kilo in mamal, that's a turn. And if it's there, you do learning, that's not going to matter. But it has to be that it totally scabs over. If it didn't scab over in some of the, at least in one place, and the khanami, it's going to be kosher. But the chiddush is that hagam, you can see that it's kosher. Hagam, you can see that there's an indentation. Kilo looks like somebody took a spoon and took out a bite, took out a chunk. Doesn't make a difference. As long as it's scabbed over, it's not gonna pass. Fastest, so chaser is the psul out to keep the family, like we said, which only passes on the first day. There's those that don't chaser is psul out to other, she's very shady. But she says the ritmo is the one that is of such opinion. He's the one that holds the other only passes on the first day. Yeah. So the shadow is how much of an afimina it makes. I don't know. Either it's psul out to other, which is the family, which is only the first day, or it's the other, and the other only passes on the first day. Tiv Gimel is the same Indian, meaning the Indian race Indian. Mefulish, Yesh Mefarshim, Peshutai, Nanu Shinikim Tazel Tazel, Yesh Mefarshim, Shekivin Shinikim Hadre Zer, Shekivin Mefarshim, Shekivin Mefulish. The Achrenim bring down, Achlal in the Mechaber is, that when he brings down a Stam and a Yesh Mefarshim, he passes like the Stam, which was like the last step. After Shinikim Nekim Mefulish, Kol Shukwap, Vyeshim, and the Gav Nekim Mefulish, Binitim. So when you have a stam and a yeshimim, that means he's passing like the stam. However, when you have a yesh mefarshim and a yesh mefarshim, yeshim and yeshimim, he's passing like the second one is the stam. Which means in this case, he's passing yesh mefarshim, the second yesh mefarshim is, shekivin shenikim ad chadri azera shagrinu v'seichem v'shem v'chumsh. Which is the way that we're makvin, is that we pass him, that if the hole goes until the chadri azera, then if it's already nashim v'chumsh, it's going to pass him. Where's the negeah to us? Something which is very negeah, which is pretty common, is that sometimes at the top of the pitim you have a little bit of a hole. And if you stick something in the hole, you can see that sometimes it goes down all the way to the chadri azera. This halacha is brought down, by the Mishnah Berurah himself. In Sif Lamed Beis, Sif Kat Lamed Beis, he brings down this chash, it's really Bikur Yaakov. Bikur Yaakov says that if you have a hole which goes down from the pitim to the chadri azera, that's a his lashon is still governing. That's the zichanech of a negev which is going to pass. Hagam says the Mishnah Berurah, the Kriya Yaakov, that this negev wasn't made after it was off the tree. It's inside of the etzing such a negev. Doesn't make a difference. Nikiv b'teiloda, the same thing as nikiv ayidei b'neyom. That's what he said. I wasn't sure why it's not as serious what he said before. The Mishnah Berurah, the Bikur Yaakov is debate. He wants to tell you that even if you go to the Chadri Azera, he wants to be Masha al Tzek Tzeka. Suffolk whether or not it's Mefulish is considered to the Chadri Azera, maybe Mefulish is only all the way through. And even if you want to say Mefulish is to the Chadri Azera, maybe Mefulish is only possible when you have a concern. But if you don't have a concern, it's not going to pass. So why is it so funny to him when you have the hole in the top, and it goes down to the Chadri Azera, that it's possible because of it's a psul gomer, the chur, and you want to be masha, it's like fake. It's hard to blast it up, like fake. If you want to say that it's kosher, so you don't need the psul, you don't need the hole to go all the way down to the chadri azera, even if it's kosher masha, it's going to pass. Not sure. However, the shah, it is very common, and I think especially maybe in Taimani Atreyim, the shah is how can you check? You need something which is strong enough to stick inside the top, it's not going to bend when you put it in, and you take dental floss, you're not going to be able to know when it hits the part which is full. So you need something which is strong, either a needle, but if you put it in a needle, you might make a little bit of a hole. So the issue that I saw was, safer, it's brought down, it's called Eifer Shlema, who was a big bucky in Parish, and a big bucky in Esrigim, and he said that the way they used to check, take a little piece of a leaf of an Esrig, a leaf of a lulav, which is hard, but the casing of a lulav, take off one little piece, like a millimeter or 2 millimeters thick, which is still strong, still, and you stick it in the top and see how far it goes down. How do you know where the chadri azera are? So he says, al derech roi v'sroigim the chadri azera, where the chaitim ends, the chadri azera still hasn't started. So by here, you just you were safe then. The Chavizera still hasn't started. If you slice it open, I'm going to slice it open and have a... Slice it open, you'll see that the Chavizera usually still below the Chavizera. So you can see, you take it out, you see how far it went down, put it next to the Esther, you can see if it went down to the Chavizera. And then you go down to the end of the Chavizera, I'll free raise you, you can be the same with it. And I'm not fully right, you always look up your head, but you also have the Tzvek Tzvek, that's what I'm saying before. The process, I'll free raise, the Chavizera hasn't started, and you can be much. That which Megale Lenyonenu by Nekim Foolish. I don't know, generally you don't have, aside from that, you don't really have Nekim Foolish, which is going to pop. Siv Dalid, Esrik Shinimuach Chalasarmi Mephim. So, Nachrenim are very busy trying to figure out how you can propel that. Larkin. That's Mikuryakim, that's how we determine your point. Mikuryakim says that when it goes to the Chadjah Zera, it does pop. When it's Larkin, now the Chadjah Zera, it doesn't pop. I don't understand why. You understand that before it doesn't pass when it's Arkay. Arkay, before it's only the Meir Leibon. Why is it any different when it goes to the Chadjah Zera, but it is considered the Fulish. When it's not Chadjah Zera, it's not the Fulish. My Esrik Shini Moab, the Achrein were trying to figure out exactly how can we tell if the Chadjah Zera Kayam. The Mechava Paskin, Kosher, V'yesh Paitan. The Chassam, V'yesh Mepharshim, the Mechava himself is Paskin Kosher. See, Mr. Brewer already says, Yesh Lachman Mokim Shafshir. And that was the Ramosh that wanted to be even Mokim with Kach, and I can make a brach on it. But how do you know Bapal, whether or not it's Chadjah Zarek and Omer? So the truth is that the Ravid was already bothered by the sound. If you look at the Ravid, he says, he wants to bring a Raya to the Baha. He says, how can you tell if the Chadjah Zarek and Omer? Doesn't make sense. He says, Elamah, it must be a hole. You made a hole. And everything which was in the Moab, in the Fneeg, came out through the hole. And he looked through the hole and he said, see, well, they're not the Chadjah Zera. That must be the Fneeg. And he brings the right to the Ba'ad. The Ba'ad holds that the only time they have an Ekim of Foolish is when it goes to Me'ev Le'ev, but it goes to Adjah Chadjah Zera, like it's in the Foolish. So he says, we have a right from Esther and Shinimua. How do you have such a Messias from Esther and Shinimua and the Chadjah Zera? How can you tell? The Elamai, you have a hole, and you're able to see straight to the Chadjah Zera. But I say that a Nekim, which is the Foolish, the Chadjah Zera doesn't pop. That's the chur of the raya that the Beis Yosef, the Eilim was maybe a little bothered. Beis Yosef, the Rosh, they bring down a raya, they say, the risk is the pasuk like the Bahad. How do you know that? Because it goes like Kula, when you get to the Tzir Chadra there. When you get to Esrik Shinimu from Rifnim. Shem, what's the raya from Esrik Shinimu from Rifnim to the case of Mephosh the Chadra there? So it seems from the raya that the Messias of Esrik Shinimu from Rifnim, the only way to know whether or not the Chadra there are Kayamim, it's good, but you have the sphere of the Baha. You have a hole which goes from the outside to the Chadjah Zera. The Achrenim can hear the Nasi described, and they're busy trying to figure out how it's possible. The Baha says, the stomach is more familiar with the name, so you're able to, it's translucent. You're able to see straight through it, see whether or not the Chadjah Zera came. The Baha says, Zedover Shachosh Machishu. If you see it, you're not going to go, you can't see through that, so you can see whether or not the Chadjah Zera came. There's Elamai, you're able to feel it. Prima Gadam says about the Bach, about the Shach, and also Zavrasha, Kosha Lahomoy, Kosha to understand, to feel whether or not the Chadjah Zera came up from the outside. So Kiveri Azreitzin says, I'll tell you the Nasim Yom. He says, let's say you tip this Esrik Shinimor, he was talking whether or not it's Nimor from Yom, whether the Chadjah Zera came up. You get to do with it, you don't want to make a bracha, because it's a suffix. And then later on you got another Esrik. So you want to know, can I make a bracha on this other Esrik? So it depends, were you get to do the first Esrik or not? He says, slice open the first answer and see whether or not the Chadjah Zera Kayamim. If the Chadjah Zera Kayamim, then you don't make a bracha on the second one. If the Chadjah Zera are not Kayamim, so you weren't Yetzir, you can make a bracha on the second one. So the Chanami, you're never able to tell from the outside. The only way to tell is to slice it open, you're able to tell from the inside. And La Lacha, like we just said before, the Mishnah Berurah says, to be Machmor of the Mokham Shesh. Sifhei Nizdak. So the Psalm Nizdak. See here. The Machaber Paskin, the Psul Nizdak is Dafka Bekulim. Bekulim is Tarechon, the way the Achrenim understand, the way the Netzach Kingdom understands, or it's Bechaytma Yefilu B'Mashim. The Ramo wants to be Machmer, even by Ruboy. I'm not going to run the Taz and Rechelik, they said Ruboy, in the Hanami, we're not going to be, there's no Makor to be the Paschal by Ruboy. The Shabruv brings down from the Goyim, the Goyim is Masadi like a Ma'at, Pasol, even Merubim. Now what's considered Nizdak? We have Rav Bennett Esther over here, it seems to have a nizak all the way through. The Rosh Yeshiva at Pesach. What does it say? Kasher no. This is not nizak. What's that? In, it's a craving. This is not nizak, because the nizak, the Rambam says, the only time it's nizak is when it's nizak into the klipa of the white klipa has to be nizak at least before the Pesach. There's one tzad, the Rambam brought down three tzadim, brought down in the tzad. Either it has to be nizak all the way through, and it's not going to be a problem with Nekma Foolish, because Nekma Foolish only passes by Pesach, which is not Pesach. Or nizak is only when it goes to the Chajer, or nizak is when it goes through Ravi of the klipa of the white klipa to the Chajer. This is just the nizak that is nizak. It didn't go inside the Esrim Bafal. This is not in any which way considered Nizak or Nizak. What's that? You can see. Pass it around after. Okay. The Psulim of Nizak, the Shulchan Aruch Harav Tainus, it says Nizak. Chaser, Nigev, and Nizak, he says they're all Psulim of Lekicha Tamu. Why? If we can't in a time of showing. I found the best of time, nothing is missing. By Nikkev, by Nizda. Lamais is not time of showing. It's like Nechlatat Yemi. It's the same as Nechlatat Yemi. Here in Yerukum, because it's the time of Lakicha Tamu. You're not missing anything. Nothing is costing. But it's not time. It's not showing. Maybe it's only possible. It's still only possible as the first thing. That's actually, maybe with him, there he wants to say, it seems that he understood like the Pnei Yeshua and the Pnei Yeshua we brought in last week, that the Essex movement with him, the Nidan is Chesaron with him. Is that Shmei Chesaron or not? Also, it's the same thing. It's a Chesaron. The Shaila is Chesaron with him, Shmei Chesaron. Or like Shmei Chesaron. That was possible also, since the whole school is out of culture, and only possible out of the Kichatam, which only possible the first one. Sivva, I'm stopping after here, because I don't think they even got past this. Some of them did, but Nikla, Klipah Kisayinu, cool. So it's already Machlokes Rishayim, brought down in the Shulchan Aruch. Also, Tami Yishayim. That's going to get the Nisha, how much of it has to be left over, really. But it's Machlokes Rashi and the Rashi, Rashi understands that Kosher Niklas Kuloi is Kosher. Niklas Uyutoi is possible because the problem is known. The Rashi understands Haker. Niklas Kuloi is possible because it's like a Trefel. Mashen Kim is going to be Kosher. Because the Trefel is Kosher when it's in Shai and then it's Ketela. The Bach wants to sign him that's Rashi. The Rashi is Zichem asking that when it's Niklas Kuloi, it's going to pass. What does he mean Niklas Kuloi is Kosher? He means Niklas Kuloi means all in one place. There it's not a problem of Manumah. The zikr wasn't Nikolas' entire thing. Once it's Nikolas' entire thing, it's going to pass all the same as the rest of it, like Trefel. It might be more than that with the Trefel. How much does it be Nikolas? It's going to be like you said, it's going to be a different term. It's going to be Shavrua. Nikolas is even though, as long as it's just the glid, that's Nikolas which should be cautious, if it's the right amount. As opposed to the Chazanish. Chazanish is Mako until you take off part of the white. It can be Nikolas all the way through. It can be Nikolas all the way through till the white. It's still not considered a concern. And that will be kosher if it's Mimara Esther. Where is this Nigea? Sometimes it actually does get nicked a little bit, and that wouldn't pass off Niklas. But when it does get nicked and some of the juice comes out, you should be careful to wash it off, because if the juice leaves a brown, like a brown film afterwards. And if that's on the chaytim, that can pass. I got generally the if it's just the juice came out, and it wasn't Niklas in any which way, and it leaves a brown film, that's not a psul. When it's Niklas, then the psul of Niklas is the chayt mayim from the mashu. So if you just wash it off and it doesn't stay brown in the chanam, you're good to go. But if you Niklas a tiny little bit, what do you mean? Because the din mitigate the Niklas is probably more than that, there's a shinu man. So if there's a shi, if it's Niklas, there's no shinu mar, then it's not a problem. But if it's Niklas, there is a shinu mar, then it will be a problem. Shinu mar is way that we go. Shinu mar, unless the malchum has chas, the shinu wants to pass. Shinu mar doesn't have to be a mar which passes. Any mar, any shinu mar which is not a mar, which is not a normal mar. where is Manumer is really the thing is really Benegeta Chazazet, but there's one Nekuta that to bring that over here, is very often when a person, the third, fourth day of Sukkot, the essence starts changing colors, gets these little dots from holding it, gets brown on the outside, and starts looking not so nice. Looks just like a Manumer. What's the halacha? Some paper on the Gemara already, Nachman Ravah, he deals with this. He says, fuck here. He wants to tie in a, like, a tidivit, something which comes, the discoloration which comes because of the mishmash of that, that's, I didn't hit that tidivit, and that doesn't pop. But I asked some safer, that if it would happen before Yom Kippur, you have this beautiful aspect that everybody is touching, seeing the way that this $400 aspect, everybody's passing around, and you can start getting these dollars. And the Chalami would pop. That wasn't Duch the Chaviv of the Mitzvah, the Mishmash of the Mitzvah. And the Chalami is going to pop. Only when it happens on Yom Kippur, that it doesn't pop. So the Duch of the Dalai refines, it says, No lem le the Kehanim Shiel Kwadar Kwe Seng Vedam. If the Kehanim walk up until their ankles move down, that's a Dover which is more. When it's the Indian of a Mitzvah, the Chimu of a Mitzvah, it's considered Hamid. But mainly not to worry when your Esther, your $100 Esther, starts getting discolored a few days into Yom Tov, that's not so much possible. Okay? So that's the idea. Deku, you say, sounds very nice, but I don't understand why you're telling me. Hodor, is he going to tell me when it comes to, let's say, Nechlekatiyimis, the three faces, the whole box, so many Yerucham was the Kichatam, the three faces, if you make one and say, Nechlekatiyimis, is Adin and Hodor. If you want to tell me if I'm shaking my lulu, and it comes Nechlekatiyimis, therefore it's not going to pass because the king took the mitzvah? What's that as far as that? Since the king took the mitzvah, so now it's not going to be the mitzvah. Oh, now it's not going to be the mitzvah. So I was thinking, no, maybe the chalak is, when it comes out to the mitzvah Shidayim, you're able to see that something happens because of the mitzvah. But saying it's Nechel Kati Yemis, you can't tell why it happened. Maybe it happened because it got placed before. Who knows how that happened? You can't see that that's the only reason why it happened. When is the discoloration on the Esther? You can see that it's because you're handling it, but that didn't happen. So in economics, that's what I think. He says that the Madai thing was something that if it happened before Yom Kippur, it wasn't just the Khalid of Mitzvah, then it does pass. So you can't tell if it happened because of the Mitzvah, because it's not because of the Mitzvah. Why is it any different than Nechlekat Yemis? Just because it became not happened because of the Mitzvah, therefore it's Kasha. What's the story? That's what I'm asking. So by Nechlekat Yemis, maybe you have to be careful the way that I hold it. Wash your hands before and then your hands aren't sweating. In the chalam. What's that? And one second, why do you have to... Let me ask you. Let's say, duch my mitzvah, I shake it and it gets ruined. So I have to buy another wool or not? You have to buy another wool. If you have to go, you get another wool. If your leaves come off in Radassim, you have to get another Radassim. If you have to pull the brakes, yeah, I'm saying. That's all of it. It doesn't always happen.
Don't go into that.
So it's a shadow. It seems from the Gemara, the Medak reading from the Gemara, that it could be by Trumat Meyam, Trumat Teriyam. The reason why you're not supposed to use the Chachila is because if you Duch the Mishmash Yadayim, it could be Niklaf the Klipa Chitzen. Right? So it is Niklaf a little bit. But even without that, it's a problem with Menomer. If it gets colored, it's discolored. It's Menomer, it's Menomer. What? Yeah, but when it's all over, it's a problem with Manumer. We pass when the Mishnah Berurah brings down, as long as it's not Manumer. When it's Niklaf, it's Manumer, so we pass in the, even if it's a Mara Kasher, Chachil is supposed to be Makhmah. In Echanami, but even not, once it's Manumer, we'll get up to a Mishnah by Chazaz, but really Mishnah Berurah brings down here.
It's
not Manumer. It's not Manumer. Now it's Niklaf. It's not Manumer. It's going to pass. Bez Hashem next week, B'chol HaFazer. Really should be finished by the next week. This week is really a shorter week. We should zikr finish. Zayin Tef is Kittim. So that should be finished. And Tef to Yud Gimel is Chazal. Zikr should be finished. Bez Hashem next week will handle Bami Gai Chabzul, which you see the hate of the Shari Tshuva. They handle putting opiates and put them back together again like a pin. Sticking back again through the going in Nizdak and Tevdalat also. They all handle this. Bobby Kerr Hapsu, when could you be Makshir and Esther, which is possible, when could you not? And Bez Hashem, also the Messiah, so it's a little bit. Could I have to get a pit or not? Could I have to get a pit? see what comes out of my.